सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्री महागणपतये नमः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. In the 8th section, 8th chapter of Chandogyam, we have completed the first section of the 8th chapter. I think the second section also we have started. The first section discusses the Daharakasha Upasanam or Dahara Brahma, Daharakasha Brahma Upasanam. Meditate upon Daharakasha as Brahma. And it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Daharakasha, Dahara Brahma Upasanam. Meditation upon Daharakasha as Brahma. And this is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And the last section, the whole second section, we found the Upasana Phalam was discussed. So here, meditating upon Daharakasha as Brahma, what is the benefit we have? And we saw in the last class, Yatha Kama Charo Bhavati. Actually, the two important things I told last class was, before, Satya Kamaha, the meditator becomes a Satya Kamaha and Satya Sankalpaha. Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha, the meditator, Saguna Brahma Upasakaha, becomes a Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha means, the word Satya Kamaha means the meditator will be able to fulfill all his desires. Not only that, he will be able to fulfill his desires just by his mere sankalpa, just by thinking. He did not physically do anything to fulfill his desires. He will be able to fulfill his desires just by thinking of this objects of desire. That is what is meant by the word Satya Sankalpaha. Therefore, we saw this person will definitely go to Brahmaloka at last, finally. So this Dahara Akasha Saguna Brahma Upasakaha will go to Brahmaloka. When the Parabdha gets exhausted, he will go to Brahmaloka. And there he will attain Krama Muktihi, which means generally Upasaka will go to higher lokas. As a result of the punyam they have gained through the practice of meditation. But when the punyam gets exhausted, they will come back. There is no moksha mentioned. But here, this Daharakasha Brahma Upasaka, this meditator meditates upon the Akasha, Daharakasha as Brahma. He will go to Brahma Loka and there will attain Jnanam, attain Krama Muktihi. So Krama Muktihi is said to be the greatest benefit of this Daharakasha Upasana. And here, he anyway, to attain this Adyo Muktihi, the immediate moksha or moksha while living, jivan mukti, one needs only jnanam, partially definitely one needs shravanam, which is upasanam, will not remove the ignorance. This also we know very well. So I'm just repeating what I said in the previous classes. But one more thing specifically I mentioned here is, even though we'll definitely go to Brahmaloka, before even going to Brahmaloka, if at all he has any wish to visit any other loka before, and he can go to any other loka, and definitely he gets his desires fulfilled just by thinking. That's what we saw in the last sentence. Sarveshu lokeshu kamacharaha bhavati. This also we saw. Then the whole second section we saw how what happens to him. He will go to Pitruloka Kami Bhavati Sankalpadeva Asya Pitaraha Samuttishtanti Tena Pitrulokena Sampanno Mahiyate. I think we have to read the second section. Let us see the second section. Sayadi Saha Yadi Pitruloka Kami Bhavati. Yadi saha pitruloka kami bhavati. Pitruloka kami means the one who wants to go to pitruloka, the world of his ancestors. Which means it's not a physically a place where he can go and meet all his pitrus, not physically meeting them. But there is a place where certain subtle form. There's a different plane of experience. Just as your dream is a different plane of experience. Dream experience is completely different from the waking experience. They're two different planes of experience. No experience can be denied by the other. No experience can be disproved. No experience can be proved. Actually, this how just as a dream is non-provable, non-disprovable, similarly here this also has a different plane of experience. You don't need a gross physical body for that. Therefore here this has to be something understood, that's all. So what he is Upanishad says is, Saha, that person, that meditator, Yadi Pitruloka Kami Bhavati, if at all he wants to meet his ancestors, the subtle form. Then Sankalpa Deva Asya Pitaraha Sankalpa Deva, just by thinking, Asya Pitaraha Samuttishtanti, his forefathers, his ancestors, the departed souls from his family, if you want to meet, if they have not attained another moksha or they are not born again, definitely he can meet with them in a subtle form. Thereby, Pitrulokena Sampannaha Mahiyate. He has that fortune of meeting his ancestors, enjoying their company. In the same way, Upanishad goes ahead saying, I think we read the whole thing. Yadi Matruloka Kamo Bhavati Sankalpa Deva Asya Mataraha Samuttishtanti Matruloka Kamaha. Then Tena Matrulokena Sampannaha Mahiyate. If at all he wants to have the pleasure of being with his mothers, then he will meet all the mothers. Yeah, with thinking. Bratruloka Kamo Bhavati Sankalpa Deva Asya Bhrataraha Samuttishtanti. Like that, brothers. He can also meet all his brothers, all his sisters. He is Sasruloka Kamaha, Bhratruloka Kamaha, then Sasruloka Kamaha, then Sakhi Loka Kamaha. Utter the names Pitrulokaha, Matrulokaha. Pitrulokaha, world of fathers, ancestors, then mothers. Matrulokaha, Bhratrulokaha, brothers, Swastrulokaha, sisters, Sakhi Lokaha, friends. So fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters and friends. This is only a simple exaggeration that this person will be able to fulfill all his desires just by his mere sankalpa, without doing anything physically to fulfill his desires, merely by thinking of the objects of his desires, he will be able to fulfill them. That is what Upanishad wants to say. We should not take it very literally and seriously. So, Pitraloka Kamaha, Matraloka Kamaha, Bhratraloka Kamaha, Swasraloka Kamaha, Sakhiloka Kamaha means if at all he has any of these desires, wishes of meeting his own ancestors in terms of fathers or mothers and brothers and sisters or friends, the departed people, and definitely he can have that pleasure of enjoying their company in a given, it will be a different plane of experience. Okay. Atha yadi gandhamalya loka kamo bhavati sankalpadeva asya gandhamalye samuttishtataha tena gandhamalya lokena sampanno mahiyate. Not only the people, not only he will go to the lokas where he can have the pleasure of being in the company of his own relatives or ancestors in terms of mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters and friends. Even if he has any desire for objects of other things, not only human beings, all other things, objects like fragrant flowers or fragrant garlands of fragrant flowers, and even he will be able to enjoy even those fragrant garlands, etc. And not only these fragrant things, also food and water. Yadi annapana loka kamo bhavati. Yadi annapana kama loka kamo bhavati. If at all this person has any desire for, unfulfilled the desire for the specific food or drink that he had, and just by sankalpa he'll be able to fulfill that desire also. Similarly, Gita Vaditra Loka Kamo Bhavati. Gita Vaditra. If at all he wanted to have any desire for the enjoyment of, you know, the desire for the pleasure of enjoying the music or musical instruments, etc., then definitely by sankalpa itself, he need not do anything. By mere sankalpa, he will be able to enjoy those Gita Vaditre, the instruments of music and enjoyment, etc. Similarly, Yadi Saha Stri Loka Kamo Bhavati, wanted to have the company of women, even he will have that pleasure. He'll be able to fulfill that desire also. So, until the ninth mantra, Upanishad exaggerately presents the upasana phalam. What all the upasaka will be able to enjoy. And definitely he will go to the highest of the lokas called Brahma Lokaha. And there this person attained jnanam, attained krama muktihi. But, and before attaining Krama Mukti also, if at all this person had any desires, he will be able to fulfill all his desires, not by doing, but simply by thinking. So, Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha, these are two important words. Brahma Loka Praptihi, Satya Kamatvam, Satya Sankalpatvam, three important factors we need to remember, not everything else. Satya Kamatva means enjoying the status of being able to fulfill all his desires and wishes. Satya Sankalpatva means enjoying the status of being able to fulfill all one's desires and wishes just by thinking, not by doing anything. Then attainment of Krama Muktihi by going to Brahma Loka. Three important factors you have to remember here, nothing else. Then Upanishad is tired of mentioning lots of things. These are the things people will talk about, music and then musical instruments and then fragrance, flowers and malas and people, the company, you know, food and drink. All the possible important things Upanishad has enumerated now. So having said that, Upanishad concluding the second section, he is concluding, Yam Yam Antam Abhikamo Bhavati. Doesn't want to enumerate anymore. Upanishad wants to stop here saying, Yam Yam Antam Abhikamo Bhavati. Whatever this person, Upasakaha, the meditator, wants to have, enjoy, Yam Kamam Kamayate, whatever he, object of pleasures, whatever object he desires, whatever objects of pleasures he likes, he wants, Saha Asya Sankalpa Deva Tamo Samuktishtati, just by his, by merely thinking in his mind, Sankalpa Deva, just by thinking, he can get all his desires fulfilled. Iti Vitiyaha Khandaha. I think this also we completed last class. I think so. Now we have to start the new class. In this following section also, Upanishad continues to present the benefit of the Dahara Brahma Upasanam. Dahara Brahma Upasana Phalam continues in this new, the following sections also, two more sections. But there is a subtle teaching involved. Even though general, there's the same, the phalam is continued, but some simple subtle difference, subtle teaching is involved there. We have to note that. Actually, let us see the text now. I repeat twice. I'll say twice. Once you can listen, once you can repeat after me. I can't hear you, but it still doesn't matter. You can repeat for yourself. Tayime satyakamaha anrita pidhanaha tesham satyanam satam anrutam apidhanam yo hyasyetah praiti natam iha darshanaya labhate. So here, taime satyaha kamaha. Taime satyaha kamaha. Anudrita apidhanaha. Until then, first sentence. Te ime satyaha kamaha. Anudrita apidhanaha. Te ime satyaha kamaha. Anudrita apidhanaha. What he wants to say here. Let me tell you before I will explain this to you. This person who is given to the practice of Dahara Akasha Brahma Upasanam. One who meditates upon this Daharam Brahma, Dahara Akasha as Brahma. This person, he need not do anything physically. Just by his sankalpa, he get all his desires fulfilled. That's fine. But what he wants to say is, what he enjoys, other people have to work hard to what experience outside. And he, without any effort, he can enjoy everything in his mind itself. It is like saying, imagine if there is a cricket match going on somewhere and you want to have the pleasure of watching the cricket match, and people are at the Olympics, people book their tickets and they travel all the way, they have to work very hard, go there, book a hotel and stay somewhere and go to the plane and stay there and watch and struggle, and then work for food and then water. A lot of organizing work, a lot of struggle is involved. Whereas there are some people, they don't travel anywhere, sitting at home, having a nice big television screen, sit at home, no ticket spending, no nothing. Everything they can leisurely sit at home, eat food at home, enjoy without any struggle and strain, they can watch the whole cricket match. In the same way here, some amazing examples of in the same way. What is experienced externally, the pleasures, objects of pleasures, and the pleasures experienced through the enjoyment of objects outside, the pleasure one has, one enjoys through the objects of pleasure, external objects of pleasure, is different here. Whereas this person, he can enjoy everything with only in his mind itself, within himself. So he says, Taime Satyaha Kamaha. Satyaha Kamaha means the pleasures enjoyable within one's own mind. Ime Satyaha Kamaha means these pleasures enjoyable within one's own mind. They are, but anrita apidhanaha. Anrita apidhanaha means they are covered by mithya pleasures. Mithya means what? Anrita means mithya. Apidhana means covered. Shankara says here, the one who does not meditate upon Dharakashaya as Brahma, such a person naturally cannot have the pleasure enjoyable within his mind. And then because of the ignorance of the Dharakasha, because of his ignorance of the Akasha being Brahman, and he cannot meditate upon the Akasha, then he not being a meditator, he cannot have all these pleasures enjoyable within one's own mind. Then what happens if he cannot enjoy the pleasures obtainable, enjoyable in his mind? Naturally, he will become extroverted. Extroverted means he will search for the pleasures to the objects enjoyable outside. There's an enjoyable external world available for enjoyment. And there's also inner experience of pleasures. The meditator can have the pleasure enjoyable within his mind. Whereas the people who are ignorant of the Dharakasha being Brahman, the non-meditators naturally cannot have the pleasure of enjoying everything within the mind, and they will be extroverted. And extroverted means they will depend on the external world of objects for their pleasures and enjoyment. Therefore, but they are all mithya. Therefore, he says, anruta pidhanaha. They are covered by the desire for external pleasures. Tesham satyanam satam anritam apidhanam. Therefore, whatever is enjoyable for him within his mind, they're covered, other people cannot enjoy. Why? Because the extrovertedness, the being given to the desire for enjoyment, external pleasures, they cover these internally enjoyable pleasures. What he wants to say here is, what is enjoyable within one's own mind is covered by their ignorance and by extrovertedness, the desire for enjoying the external pleasures. As long as we are interested in enjoying the pleasures through the enjoyment of external objects, we are depriving ourselves of the enjoyment of pleasures available within, enjoyable within our own mind. This is what is the teaching here. As long as we are ignorant of the Dakarakasha being Brahman, and as long as we are ignorant of the source of pleasures being available within, and naturally we will be extroverted, which means we are dependent on the external world of objects for pleasures, and we are mithya pleasures, and our real pleasures are covered by our extrovertedness in the enjoyment of external pleasures. This is what Upanishad wants to say in this context. Therefore, what happens? Yo yo hi asya itaha praiti, which means, suppose whoever has gone, departed from here, whoever has departed from here, the departed souls, the non-meditator, does not have any access to enjoy the ancestors who is not available here. Itaha praiti means whoever has departed from here. Na tam iha darshanaya labhate, which means the person who has departed from, whoever has departed from here, and this non-meditator has no access at all. He is not able, he cannot enjoy the pleasure, he cannot have the pleasure of having those ancestors. He cannot access. Whereas the Upasakaha, just by thinking, by Sankalpa, and he can have all of them, he can have the pleasure of having their company also. The meditator is able to access whatever in subtler pleasures, which is enjoyable and different plane of experience, only Upasaka can have. The non-meditators cannot have certain pleasures enjoyable in a different plane of experience. It is like exactly like the dream which you have. The dream which you have, others cannot have. Everyone has also a dream. But your dream is very special, special only for you. Nobody else in the world can access what you dreamt. Same way, you cannot dream what others have dreamt. It's a different plane of experience, subjectively real experience. The same way, the people who are given to the practice of this Saguna Dharakasha Brahma Upasana, who are given to the practice of meditation, they alone can have very peculiar, special experiences, the pleasures they can experience, they can enjoy the pleasures. and it is enjoyable, experienceable, different plane. Others cannot have. That is what Prabhupada wants to say in this first mantra. Just how this meditator can enjoy the company of his own ancestors, whereas a non-meditator cannot have. That is what he says in the first mantra. Now we'll go to the next mantra. See, not only the meditator can access the people who are departed, even people who are alive also. Then he is going to say the next one. Atha ye chasya iha jivaha. Ye cha asya iha jivaha. Not only people have departed, not available for the non-meditators, available only for the meditators. And here now in this mantra he says, ye cha asya iha jivaha. Jivaha here means people who are still alive. Still alive. Yecha pretaha, people who are departed. Yate cha anyate ichan na labhate. The non-meditators will miss the people, miss the enjoyment of company of people even who are alive here now. And he missed the company of the people who have departed also. See, enjoying the company of people is such a pleasure. The company of the people gives some pleasure. Imagine you have to sit all alone by yourself, not having anybody. You should know that actually. As a sannyasi, as a monk, as a person who is highly contemplative, they will prefer being alone. They love being alone. Whereas, if a person is not sattvic, predominantly sattvic, it's very rajasic or tamasic. Rajasic means it is very difficult to be alone. It is not practical. In fact, one has to be in the company of people. Later on, to grow out of desire for companionship and learn to be by oneself. The whole grihastha ashrama in our Hindu culture is ordained for this. You have to learn to be in the company of people. Then you are helped to be by yourself. You are made to learn to be by yourself without the company also. In vanaprastha, you become a little away from people. Then sannyasa, you are emotionally completely, you are away from people. That is the lifestyle. As we grow older and older, we also learn to be by ourselves. We should learn. That's the maturity. Even after getting very old, if you think that nobody comes to see me, nobody wants to see me, nobody gives me company, if you are missing the world, means you have not yet become mature. Then the whole people also be very busy. Youngsters will be very busy. They have their own lives to live. They will not come to see us. And then we will be complaining. We have to learn. When you are young, energetic, hale and healthy, have the company of everybody and everything. As you are growing older and older, it is very important for us to learn to be by ourselves. It is more practical. And in fact, for a person who is contemplative, and not to be disturbed also, it is very important to learn to be by yourself. Anyway, here, when the person, people who are very rajasic, they can never be alone. They need to be in the company of people. And that this person, if a person is given to the practice of meditation, and he will have the benefit, what is that? Not only he can fulfill his wish of being in the company of people who are alive now, he can fulfill his wish of being in the company of even his ancestors. there is why pitaraha, mataraha, swasaraha, brataraha, sakhi, sakha. We saw all of them earlier. So now Upanishad says, in these mantras, number one, number two, the next Upanishad is talking about the non-meditators. By saying what the non-meditators are missing, Upanishad is indirectly saying what the meditators are able to enjoy. I'm repeating this again. In this next section, third section, first mantra and the second mantra, Upanishad is talking about what the non-meditators miss, they do not have. By stating that, Upanishad is indirectly saying what the meditators can enjoy. So he says, the people who do not know, who do not meditate, people who do not know that Dhaharakasha is Brahma, who do not know, who are ignorant of Dhaharakasha, by ignorant of the inner space obtaining within the heart, who do not know, do not meditate, such people cannot even have the pleasure of people who are alive, and they definitely they cannot have the pleasure of people who have departed, compare the people who have departed. Even if they want to have, they are not able to access, they do not get, they do not obtain. In spite of desiring, one does not get. They do not get it. Then, the next sentence. Atha yecha asya iha jivaha, yecha pretaha, yaticha anyati yichanna na labhate. Until then, we are talking about the non-meditators. Very, very careful. Then these mantras do not have full stop, nothing. You have to carefully listen to me. It means that atha yecha asya iha jivaha, yecha pretaha. The word jivaha here means people who are alive. Pretaha means people who are dead, the ancestors. Yate cha anyate, others also. Ichanne na labhate. Ichanne, desiring to have, enjoy their company also. Enjoy the company of people who are alive, people who are not anymore alive, but still. The non-meditator does not obtain that pleasure. Okay. Then second line, Sarvam onwards, it talks about the meditator. Sarvam tad atra gatva vindate. Sarvam tad atra gatva vindate. Sarvam tad atra gatva vindate means the meditator obtains all the pleasures of pleasure of enjoyment of people, anything he wants to enjoy, or he can have the pleasure of enjoying all the objects, where not be obtaining them just by meditating upon this Brahma. Atra gatva, atra means in his own mind, he enjoys all the pleasures for in all the objects. Just with meditation, practicing meditation, he enjoys in his own mind. It means whatever pleasure one can have by enjoying the objects, this person can have by his through practice of meditation. Sarvam tad atra gatva vindate means he attains in his own mind. Atra means hridayam. Atra gatva vindate. Gatva means having, just practicing meditation alone, he enjoys all the pleasures. He, asya yete satyaha kamaha, anrita apidhanaha. What is enjoyable for him? By his meditation in his own mind, whatever pleasures enjoyable, whatever objects are enjoyable for this meditator, just by his meditation in his own mind, they are covered, they are available, accessible for other people because they are covered. What is internally enjoyable for the meditator is not available for the non-meditators. Which means it is covered for the non-meditators. Why it is covered? What? Because they are extroverted. They seek pleasures to the enjoyment of external world of objects. They are non-meditators. Therefore, they cannot enjoy. What is easily enjoyable by practice of meditation is covered, remains covered for other non-meditators. That the pleasures enjoyable by the meditator is covered. The word apidhanam means covered, covering. It is covered with what? It is not accessible, not available for the non-meditators. Just as your dream is not available for other people, your dream available, accessible only for you. This the pleasures that one wants to have, enjoy. What is easily enjoyable in one's own mind for the meditator is not covered, not accessible, available for non-meditators. Why not available? Because they're not meditating. Why they're not meditating? Because they're extroverted. Why they're extroverted? Because they do not know everything is available in one's own mind. Anyway, extrovertedness itself is expression of ignorance of one's own self being the source of all pleasures and happiness. Shankara Bhagavatpada says beautifully, extrovertedness is called in Sanskritam bahirmukhatvam. If we tell you, bahirmukhatvam means extrovertedness. Bahirmukhatvam, extrovertedness. Why is this extrovertedness? Why is this bahirmukhatvam? Because people are searching for pleasures. And through the pleasures, they're searching for fullness, happiness. They're searching for happiness through the enjoyment of pleasures. And for the pleasures, they're searching for the objects of pleasures. Therefore, they're extroverted. Called bahirmukhatvam. And this extrovertedness, searching for the objects of enjoyment, for pleasures, and through the pleasures searching for happiness, is itself expression of their ignorance of the very self being this only source of happiness and pleasures. And here is the fact. Once you know you are the source of happiness and pleasure, there is no world, nothing in the world is a source of happiness, source of pleasures. And you are the only one's own self is source of happiness, people know. If they know, then they will become, they will turn attention inwards, attention toward their own swarupam. That is called what now? Antarmukhatvam. So the bahirmukhatvam itself is because of the ignorance. Similarly, here we have to say, Saguna Brahma Upasakaha also, he need not, he can enjoy all the pleasures in his own mind. He is not, he will not go after external things. Whereas a jnani, not even inside for him, all is sukham, he is with his own very self. We have to see three things now. An ajnani, the pleasures accessible, the experience of a different plane for a meditator is non-accessible for an Ajnani, a non-meditative Ajnani. And what is accessible for a Upasaka is different. And what is accessible for a Jnani is very different. A wise person, for him, very, not inside him, everything is very his, very self. So that we are going to see later on. Now, let us see here. Sarvam tad atra gatva vindate atra. This person has everything within his own mind. Satyaha, and what is the real pleasure, the real enjoyment, what a meditator has enjoyed in his own mind is actually covered for the other people, non-meditators. Anbrita apidhanaha, means covered. And what covers this pleasure for them? Their extrovertedness. Anrita apidhanaha means extrovertedness of the non-meditators prevent them from enjoying the pleasures available in their own mind. Therefore, they are covered. Anrita apidhanaha. Yathapi. So, in this context, Upanishad wants to give us a small incident, a story like. It's called Hiranya Nidhihi. Hiranya Nidhi. You know? Upanishad gives an example, illustration here. Hiranya Nidhihi. Hiranya Nidhihi means a great treasure. Hiranya means gold. In fact, Hiranya Nidhi means gold. There is something called a Nidhi Shastram. Nidhi Shastram means it's a very special science to find out which treasure is in which place. Which wealth is in which place? People, nowadays, no university offers these courses. University offers this, we will all go and join these courses. No? Nidhi Shastra. It's like nowadays we have water diviners in India. They can come and they can do certain things and they can make out where the water is available underneath. Like that, you know, people, they have to. Diviners, they had what? Similarly here, there is something called Nidhi Shastram, which we heard, we came across this word Nidhi Shastram, and Narada was mentioning, he's giving his big list of qualifications. Nidhi Shastram means a special science, and which is science to discover different types of treasures hidden in different places. Similarly, Nidhi Shastram, anyway, so here, Hiranya Nidhim Nihitam Akshetrajnaha. The people who do not know this Nidhi Shastram, and they will be walking on the very surface of the Nidhi Shastram. The surface of the Nidhi. There's a treasure hunt hidden under, not treasure, the great treasure. No, lot of treasures. And then hidden underneath. And Akshet, they do not know. Akshetrajnaha. The people who do not have this knowledge of the Shastra, they will be walking on the surface of the very place where the treasure is hidden underneath. You'll be walking on the top, but what they do? Upari upari sancharantaha. They walk here and there on the very place. They are just walking above the place where underneath where the treasure is. But they are searching for what? Na vindante. Na vindeyuhu eva. they will be walking on the surface of the land, upari upari sancharantaha, moving here and there on the surface of the land. They will be searching for this Hiranyanidhi, this treasure of gold, treasure of wealth. But what? They cannot attain. They do not attain. Where are they? They are just above the place they are. Under where they are standing, exactly where they are searching, they are only in treasuries. But they are not able to attain. They are not able to get it. Why? Because they are only upari upari sanchara. They are only searching on the surface. They do not know, I have to dig here and I have to take them from underneath. Why they are not digging there? Because they do not know. The treasure is Hiranyanidhi, is available in the very place where they, on the top of which and surface of which they are searching. Upari upari sancharantaha, walking here and there the surface, they are searching for the hidden treasure of gold. But they do not attain at all. Na vindeyuhu, they do not get. Why they do not get? Because they do not make the effort of digging and seeing. Why they are not making the effort of digging and seeing? Because simple reason, they are ignorant that the treasure, that is where the treasure is hidden. Hiranyanidhi. It is their ignorance which prevents them from digging and taking the treasure out, finding the treasure out. And not only that, ignorance makes them search on the surface. Again and repeatedly wandering on the surface, they're searching because not knowing it is hidden underneath. This is an example given. In the same way, he says, Vindeyuhu Yeva. Yevam Eva Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha. Yevam Eva. In this manner, Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha. All these people, ignorant people also, the non-meditators, the ignorant people, Aharahaha, aharahar gacchanti. Etam brahmalokam na vindanti anrute nahi pratyudaha. Very beautiful. He said something important you have to understand. In the same way, these non-meditators also do not understand that they need not go out searching for this treasure. It is where they have to only search within themselves. They have to search for everything. All the pleasures, all the enjoyments, everything is within one's own self. Within the self. They do not know. So, in this context, we understand, every day when we fall asleep, listen to me carefully, every day when we fall asleep, all of us, irrespective of whoever it is, all of us, when we fall asleep, what happens? We all lose our individuality. We lose our identity with the body, mind and complex. We lose our identity, we lose our individuality, and we remain as ourselves. When we remain as ourselves, we all have non-dual experience. Whenever you have non-dual experience, whenever we lose our identity, we lose our individuality, you are in contact with your own self. Being, you are with yourself. Being with one's own self is being one's own self is being in contact, being in the company of one's own self. And being in the company of one's own self is having contact with Bhagavan, having contact with Brahman. I repeat the sentence, in sleep every day, in the night time, even not in the night time, even in the daytime also, if you fall asleep, we all lose our identity. When we lose our identity, we lose our individuality. When you lose your individuality, I'm going to step by step. You fall asleep, you lose your identity, we lose our individuality, then you are just yourself. And being yourself is being in your own company. Being in your own company means being in contact with Bhagavan or Brahma, which is the only source of all the pleasures and all the everything. So he says, Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha, all these beings in this world, Aharahana, day by day, every day, Aharaha means day by day, every day, Gacchanti, Yat Etam Brahmalokam, every day, Brahmalokam Gacchanti. When you fall asleep, you say what? We all go to Brahmaloka. Going to Brahmaloka means what? Going to Brahmaloka means don't think you have to travel somewhere. Being in Brahma, contact with, remaining in contact with the Brahman is going to Brahmaloka. Remaining in contact with Brahmaloka means, Brahman means remaining in contact with the reality. Remaining in contact with the reality means just being yourself. Being yourself is being in contact with the reality, Brahman. Being in contact with the reality is going to Brahmaloka. And every day in sleep, you go to Brahmaloka. You are in contact with Brahman. You are just yourself. When you lose your individuality, you are yourself. You are in contact with Brahman. Called going to Brahmaloka. Every day you go there. Every day you contact Bhagavan. You say hello to Bhagavan. Unfortunately, you do not know. In sleep, you do not know. That is why there is Shastram. Otherwise, every day getting up, you will say, come back. That is why when you lose your individuality, there is Sukham. No pain, no pleasure, no division, no differences. You're just yourself. Amazing. Look at how slowly it's helping you to understand. See, Imaha Sarvaha, wherever important, I'm repeating, okay? Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha Aharaha Gacchanti Ya Etam Brahmalokam. They go to Brahmaloka. But what happens? Just as Yevameva, just as the people who are ignorant of the science of Nidhi Shastram, are ignorant of the people who are ignorant do not have this knowledge of science of finding out the hidden treasures under the different places, they cannot locate the hidden treasures. And they'll be not being able to locate the hidden treasures. They'll be searching, remaining on the very surface of the peak, having just underneath the hidden treasures, on the surface they'll be searching for the treasures endlessly. The same way here also, these people, non-meditators, who do not know Dharakasha is Brahman, who do not know Dharakasha being Brahman, one's own self being, one's own essential nature being identical with Paramatma, Paramatma being one's own Swarupam, those who do not know, and those who do not meditate upon the Akasha as Brahma, such people, non-meditators, what do they do? Na vindanti, in spite of being in, having come in contact with the Brahman also, na vindanti, they do not attain, they do not know that they are in contact with the Brahman. Why? Andrite nahi pratyudaha. Andritena pratyudaha means their, because their minds have been robbed away by ignorance. Because they are ignorant, thereby they are, because ignorant of the ignorant, that their own Dharakasha is Swarupam of Paramatma. They do not know Dharakasha is identical with Paramatma. They do not know Dharakasha is Brahma. They do not meditate. And what do? They are extroverted. Like these people who do not know the treasures underneath, they're searching on the surface. People do not know their own mind. This everything is available. They're extroverted. They're searching for pleasures outside. Therefore, what happened now? Andritena. Andritam here means extrovertedness. Because of their extrovertedness, they miss the real joy and real pleasure, and they're searching for mithya pleasures through the mithya objects. Externally, because of extrovertedness, because of their ignorance, pratyudhaha. Pratyudhaha means totally they have been taken away mentally. They have been taken away by the external world of objects. Shankara says, Bahihi apakrishtaha. They have been completely drawn externally because of ignorance. Even though Brahman, Paramatma, the source of happiness and pleasures, is available as the very self, Swayattam api Brahma, Swa ayattam. Even though Paramatma, Brahman is readily available, the source of all happiness and pleasures, all joy, is readily available as the very nature of every individual. Brahman is available all the time. Swayattam. Still, these people do not get that Brahman, obtain that pleasure, obtain that joy, obtain that reality. Why? Because, not because Brahman is far from them, not because the real source of happiness and pleasure is away from them. The real source of happiness and pleasure happens to be the Paramatma, which is the very nature. And every day they touch, they come close to Brahman as the very self. But still, they do not know. Once they wake up, Again, they're extroverted. Extroverted means what? They completely, attention has been grabbed, drawn away, drawn towards the objects of enjoyment for pleasures. Why? Because they do not know everything is available here in their own mind and their own swarupam. So, in sleep, you are yourself. You are in touch with God. You are in contact with Paramatma. But still, you do not know. Because of ignorance, people get extroverted. Like what? Like this. The Hiranyanidhi example, you have to remember. How people who search for the treasure hunts and they search on the surface, not knowing where they're hidden. So also, where it is not even hidden here, it is available in the very nature. It was the ignorance which makes the people extroverted. Very beautiful this is. So, sava yesha atma. Sava yesha atma. Hridi tasya yetadeva niruktam hridayamiti. So, Dharakasha is Brahma, and the Dharakasha Brahma is what now? Is the source of everything. There's an internal fullness, happiness. There's an external world. And the Dharakasha Upa, the meditator, enjoys Ishvara within. The meditator enjoys Ishvara within his mind, whereas a jnani enjoys the Atma within. This meditator attains oneness with Bhagavan through meditation, whereas a wise person attains oneness with Bhagavan through knowledge. Which means the meditator through meditation then attains knowledge, then attains oneness. Whereas a wise person attains oneness with Bhagavan through knowledge. So Dharakasha Upasanam is very close to self-knowledge, Atma-jnanam. Or Brahma Jnanam. Dharakasha Upasanam is very. Dharakasha Upasanam, don't forget. I assume you remember all that I told you earlier. Dharakasha Upasanam. Meditation upon the Dharakasha as Brahman is Dharakasha Upasanam. This meditation is very close to Brahma Jnanam, which means the meditator attains oneness through meditation. Wise person attains oneness through knowledge. Upasanaya tadatmyam apannaha. Meditator. Jnanena tadatmyam apannaha. Wise person. Don't get confused. I want to tell a sentence in Sanskrit and that's all. It's English sentence. You one thing, through meditation, this person late becomes qualified for knowledge, then attains jnanam, attains oneness with Paramatma. Called tadatmyam. Tadatmyam means oneness. Becoming that. So wise person also attains tadatmyam. better learn this word tadatmyam. Tadatmyam means adhuvaha ahudal, becoming that. Who attains tadatmyam? The meditator attains tadatmyam. The wise jnani also attains tadatmyam. How? Meditated through upasanam, wise person through knowledge. So in Sanskrit I say, upasanaya tadatmyam apannaha. Jnanena tadatmyam apannaha. It means, Dharakasha upasanam is very close to Brahma Jnanam. Okay. Now, in his next sentence, the third mantra of the 8th chapter, in the section, Sava Yesha Atma Hridi. In this mantra, Upanishad praises the upasaka, Upanishad mentions, points out the glory from different angle, from another angle. In this third mantra, Dagarakasha Brahma is given the another title here. The new name, a new epithet is given to Dagarakasham Brahma. Dagarakasha, one's own self or the space obtaining with one's heart is like equal to Brahman here. Well, it is called Brahma. Just as water obtaining within in a wave form is equated to the water obtaining in the ocean. Similarly here, Dagarakasham Brahma is given the new name, new epithet. What is the name? Hridayam. Hridayam is a name given to Dagarakasham Brahma. The absolute reality, Brahma, Sagunam Brahma Ishvara, the Paramatma, one who is there as the truth of everything alone, is there as the truth of every individual. So here, Ishvara, Paramatma, obtaining a very sarupam of every individual, is looked upon as what? Dagarakasham Brahma. And this Dagarakasham Brahma is given a new title, epithet is Hridayam. And why it is given a Hridayam, the name? And here, Upanishad presents its own derivation. It is not Panini's grammatically established derivation, the Upanishadic derivation. If you go and search in Panini's grammar, you won't find it. The Upanishad presents its own derivation. That is, Hridi Ayam, Hridi Ayam Asti Iti Hridayam. Brahman is called Hridayam. Why Brahman is called Hridayam? Hridayam literally means physical heart. But here, in this word Hridayam, even though we know the literal meaning as physical heart, here the word Hridayam does not mean the physical heart. It is a title attributed to Brahma, Paramatma, obtaining as the Swarupam of every Jiva. He says, why Hridayam, this name is given? He says, you have to learn this Sanskrit, okay? Hridi Ayam Asti Iti Hridayam. The one who obtains in the heart is called Hridayam. Hridi Ayam asti iti hridayam. Hridi ayam iti. This name is given. Now all these days, you know what? Hridaya means physical heart. And the first time you are listening to this word, what? Hridayam also means Bhagavan, Paramatma. Why Bhagavan Paramatma is called Hridayam? Because he obtains in the heart. Hrid means heart. Hridi ayam iti Hridayam. Okay. Which means Saguna Ishwara, Sagunam Brahma is there as what? Atma. Ishwara is there in, like ocean is in every wave. Isn't it? Ocean is in every wave. So Bhagavan is within our own mind, our heart. Okay. What does it mean here? Let us see the mantra now. Sava yesha atma. So here atma means, we understand, saha vayeshaha atma. In this sentence, the word atma means saguna ishwaraha, Bhagavan Paramatma, that saha, that Paramatma. Atma means Paramatma, Bhagavan, Saguna Ishwaraha. Hridi is here very much in your own heart, in Daharakasha. Therefore, Tasya Yeta Deva Niruktam. Therefore, Yeta Deva Niruktam means, this is a name given. Niruktam means what? It is known by the word, what? Hridayam Iti. Hridi, look at this. Niruktam means name. Niruktam means derivation. Hridi ayam iti. Hridi ayam iti. Hridyayam iti. Hridyayam iti. Are you reading? Are you following me? Hridyayamiti. Third mantra, please notice. Sava yesha atma. In the sentence, atma means saguna ishwaraha. Where saguna ishwara? Bhagavan. Hridi, in the heart. Tasya, therefore, for the Bhagavan, yeta deva niruktam. This is the derivation. Yeta deva niruktam means, this is the derivation for Bhagavan having this name Hridayam. What is now Hridi Ayam Iti? Hridyayam Iti. You have to break the sentence. Hridi plus Ayam Iti. Hridyayam Iti. Tasmat, therefore, Hridayam. Aharaharva evam vidh swargaloka meti. Now he says, evam vidh, the person who knows in this manner, the one who meditates upon Saguna Ishwara, one who knows this Daharakasha is nothing but Brahman. Which means, that just as the ocean fills every wave, means what? Ocean pervades every wave, means a ocean is there in every wave. The same way Paramatma is there in every heart, in every buddhi guha, in the cave of mind, in the heart, in the mind, Bhagavan is there. Therefore, Bhagavan is called Hridayam. Okay, and the one who knows this fact, one who understands Bhagavan is in my own mind, Bhagavan is not outside, Bhagavan, which means Do we need to go anywhere? Chardham Yatra, Kashi Yatra, you know? Do we need to travel all over the world? I tell you, we need not go anywhere, need not go an inch from where you are in search of Bhagawan. Okay, Bhagawan is, everything is Bhagawan, you are in Bhagawan, Bhagawan is being you knew as your own Swarupa. But still, Hindu Shastram recommends pilgrimage. No way. It is to convert a predominantly tamasic person into a rajasic person, to activate. Then from by making you rajasic, then he has Bhagavan to convert you into sattvic person. Only then jnanam is possible. To attain jnanam, one must become predominantly sattvic. And one cannot become sattvic overnight. You have to become rajasic first, then you can become sattvic. But to make you rajasic, if you are very tamasic, therefore all these religious disciplines, all these religious disciplines, going for a pilgrimage, doing pujas, doing that, all these sacred religious activities, including pilgrimages, traveling, going to temples, walking around the temples and doing pradakshinam of the temples, everything is for what? To really make our tamasic, to drive away the tamasic nature and to make us rajasic, there not to prepare us for becoming sattvic. You know, by making us rajasic, Shastram wants us to become, to prepare us to become sattvic. All these disciplines are prescribed, including the pilgrimage. Really speaking, we need not go in searching for Bhagawan anywhere. Bhagawan's name is Hridayam. Today, I'm very happy, even if we do understand one word today. Paramatma, Bhagawan, Saguna Ishwaraha is called Hridayam. The derivation is what? Hridi, I am, Iti. The one who obtains Hridi, I am, Vartate, Asti, Iti, Hridayam. Bhagawan is there in every heart, within one's own heart. And this meditator who knows this Hridayakasha, Dharakasha as Brahma, and when meditates upon practice meditation, and he, what now? Swargalokam eti evamviti swargam lokam eti. He knows this fact. Bhagawan is in my own mind, in my own heart. Therefore, he is called Hridayam. And he meditates upon this Hridayakasha as Brahma, as a result of which he attains Swargalokam. He goes to Swargaloka. Not only he goes to Swargaloka, he attains Krambhukti. And he also Satya Sankalpaha Satya Kamaha. Remember these facts enough. Okay. Now, first Upanishad. Presented the Lord as the treasure hidden in one's own mind, and this he explained using Hiranyanidhi illustration example. Then the second was now the glory of Bhagawan as Hridayam, second one. Now the third. The third is little different. First we say, when you say Hridayam, Ishvara is within one's own heart. It is next level. The third level is, Ishvara is not in the heart of the Jiva. Ishvara is the very nature of Jiva. Very Ishvara is identical with the Jiva's Jiva. So now, Jnana Rupa Aikyam, Jiva Brahma Aikyam is going to be mentioned here now. this Jiva Brahma Aikyam is not the oneness attainable through meditation, but Jiva Brahma Aikyam attainable through knowledge is mentioned here as the glory of meditation. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, the oneness of the vision of the oneness of the reality of the individual and the total, attainable through knowledge, is mentioned here as in the context of the glory of meditation. Upasana stuti rupena, this is mentioned here. So first we saw Lord is the treasure hidden in one's own mind, and this was said through the example of Hiranyanidhi. Then the Lord being hidden in one's own mind is meant, Lord is available in every heart. That is mentioned by the name Hridayam, by mentioning the name of the Lord as Hridayam. Now we are going to see Ishvara is not in the heart of the Jiva, is not within the heart of the Jiva. Ishvara is the very essential nature of the Jiva. This is going to be said here. All these are said, please remember the fact, now we are seeing the glory of the Upasanam or Upasana Phalam. It's all glory, glorification of meditation here. Why does Upanishad present the glorification of Upasanam? Just for the sake of inspiring us. Only something is glorified, you feel very inspired to practice that. Okay? Okay, we saw Sava Yesha Atma Hridi Tasya Yeta Deva Niruktam Hridyayamiti Tasmat Hridayam Aharaharva Evam Vite Sorgam Lokam Yeti. So Bhagavan is called Hridayam because he resides in the every heart. And one who knows this fact, meditates upon this Hridayakasha as Brahma, attains Brahmaloka, Surgaloka. Therefore, he attains from he also. The non-meditator who does not know this, he will miss everything. He cannot be a Satyakamaha, he cannot be a Satyasankalpaha, he cannot go to Brahmaloka, he cannot go to any other lokas, he cannot have the pleasures, enjoyable experiences on a different plane, available for only for a meditator, he cannot have. This is all we saw now. We'll go to the next mantra, the fourth mantra. Atha ya esha samprasadaha, ya esha samprasadaha. Ya esha samprasadaha asmat sharirat samuthaya paranjyoti rupam sampadya svena rupena abhinishpadyate. Okay, let me read first, stop here. And in this mantra, the fourth mantra, the meditator, which meditator? Dahara Brahma Upasakaha, one who meditates upon this Dahara Akasha as Brahma, that meditator, Dahara Brahma Upasakaha, is given a new epithet. What is it here? A new name is given to a meditator here. Earlier we saw Paramatma was given a new name as Hridayam. In this mantra, the fourth mantra, meditator is given the name. What is the new name attributed to the meditator? Samprasadaha. Samprasadaha. I heard the name Suprasad. Prasad. Many girls, boys are named as Prasad. 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 And the Prasad means we think only of all food we eat in the temples. You know? Prasad means only we think of food. Then we think of Tulsi, Tirtham, Jalam, water we get in the temples. We never think of any other prasadam. Because our understanding of Bhagavan is very grass level. So prasadam means Tirupati, Laddu, Badrinath, you know, some Kashi. And then all these threads, all we think of prasad means. Anything coming from Bhagavan in the temple is prasad. In fact, prasadaha means tranquility. Prasadaha means tranquility. And whose tranquility? Definitely, I need not tell you whose tranquility it is. Mental tranquility, you know, physical, okay? Mental tranquility. Mental serenity. Prasadaha. And here, samprasadaha. That's what? Mental tranquility, serenity. But sam means absolute serenity. Absolute tranquility is the meaning of the word samprasadaha. And this word is now mentioned here as the name attributed, title attributed to the meditator upasakaha. Definitely today you will go back home with a clear understanding. Bhagavan is given the name Hridayam. One who meditates upon this Hridayakasha as Bhagavan, as Brahma, he gets the title Samprasadaha. If a boy comes, we can name him, okay? Samprasadaha. Now, why he is given the name Samprasadaha? Upanishad says here, he becomes Samyak Brahmana Prasidati Iti Samprasadaha. Samyak Brahmana Samprasidati Eki Bhavati. When again, we have to remember our deep sleep state. During the deep sleep state, we all become perfectly one with Paramatma. Eki Bhavati. We become one with whom? Paramatmana Brahmana Saha Eki Bhavati. In fact, Brahmana Eki Bhavati, you become just Brahman yourself. Prasidati. And when you are yourself in sleep, I told the steps, when do you become one with Brahman, Paramatma? When you are yourself, you are one with Paramatma. Being yourself is being one with Paramatma, becoming one with Paramatma. Okay, being yourself is becoming one with Paramatma. Being is becoming. Being yourself is becoming one with Paramatma. That every day you are like that. You become one with Paramatma. Whenever you lose your individuality, you are yourself. You lose your individuality when you lose your identity. You resolve your identity, you resolve your individuality, then you need not become anything. You are yourself. Whenever you have identity with something, you are that what you have, you are identified with. When you do not have identity, you are not that. You are yourself. You are something else when you have identity. When you do not have identity, you are yourself. So when you do not have identity, you lose your individuality, then you are yourself, you are becoming one with Brahman. Every day in Sushupti Avasthayam, you are yourself. Therefore, this Dahara Upasakaha, the one who meditates upon Hridayakasha as Brahma, becomes one with Paramatma, just being himself when in Sushupti Avastha. In fact, all of us become one with Paramatma in sleep. Why only meditator? Not only the meditator, all of us when we fall asleep, we become one with Paramatma, losing our individuality and identity. But the difference is, we do not know, whereas the Upasaka knows. He does not know when he is asleep. On waking up from sleep, he knows what? In sleep, I was just myself. I was one with Paramatma. Whereas when we wake up from sleep, we do not know that I was with Paramatma. But he says, therefore he is called Samprasadaha. Because of his oneness with Paramatma during Sushupti, he knows, whereas a non-meditator does not know this. Who can recognize this fact? Only a meditator can recognize this fact. A non-meditator cannot have access to this fact. Therefore, he sleeps and wakes up, whereas the Upasaka sleeps and wakes up and he knows. Therefore, and he is one, being one with Paramatma is what now is called being absolutely tranquil, being oneself, one's own self, having resolved one's identity and individuality is being one with Paramatma, and being one with Paramatma is being absolutely tranquil. And therefore he is called Samprasadaha. Is it clear? Please nod your head. Is it clear? Okay.
Yes, Swamini.
Okay. Now, how does he become? Next, Upanishad gives another answer now. Asmat sharirat samuthaya. Asmat sharirat samuthaya. Suddenly, Upanishad makes a very big leap, very big jump. This meditator, as a result of practicing meditation, he goes to Brahma Loka and there he attains knowledge. And when he attains knowledge, he gives up, he resolves his identity with the, what now? All the body, mind, sense complex. He shifts his eye sense from the physical body, mind, everything. He says, Asmat Sharirat Samuthaya. Having shifted his eye sense from, lifted his eye sense from the body, mind, sense complex. What happens? Param Jyoti Rupam Sampadyate. He resolves his identity with pure consciousness. Paranjyoti, he means the reality, absolute reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Paranjyoti rupam sampadyate. Svena rupena abhinishpadyate. Then svena rupa, he sees one's own swarupam being pure knowledge, the pure light of consciousness. And he says, yeshaha atma itiha uvacha. A disease atma, this is the all pervasive reality, the consciousness which obtaining as the self, atma. Ha uvacha. Yetad amritam, and this atma, the all pervasive reality, obtaining this consciousness, obtaining the innermost essence is what? Amritam is of the nature of immortality. Amritam, immortal. Abhayam is free from all forms of fear, is of the nature of utter fearlessness. Abhayam. And it is this reality which is pure knowledge, which is the self, is what? Tat etat brahma. This is the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, brahma. He attains. Tasya hava etasya brahmano nama satyamiti. Okay. Now in this context, Upasaka is given the name, given the title Samprasadaha, because he becomes absolutely tranquil, resolving his identity with Paramatma. Having discovered his Swarupam, being pure consciousness, having shifted his essence from body, mind, sense complex, resolving his identity with the consciousness, he becomes, discovers his Swarupam being identical with Paramatma, thereby he being one with Paramatma, we say he attains what? Absolute tranquility. He is called Suptam Prasadaha. Now, under this Brahma is given a name, what now? Satyam. In the same mantra, tasya hava yetasya brahmano nama satyamiti, and that absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is given the name Satyam. Reality is known by the word Satyam. Here, we can say, why reality is known by the word Satyam? Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Reva Param Brahma. We say all these words. When it's chant, why only Guru is equal to Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva? What about this Vishya? If Guru alone is equal to Guru who is Brahma, Guru who is Vishnu, Guru who is Shiva, Guru is Paramatma, Guru is Ishvara. What about this Sishya? Sishya is also Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. You can say Sishyo Brahma, Sishyo Vishnu, Sishyo. You can say that also. Really speaking, not only Guru, Sishya is also Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. But still, why we don't say that? The only difference is Guru knows, Sishya does not know. That is why when we say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, we say Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru is Shiva, because Guru knows his Swarupam being identical with Paramatma. He knows identical with Paramatma. Whereas Sishya does not know. Therefore, we don't say, in the same way here, when you say the upasakaha is samprasadaha, means in not only the upasaka has that resolves his individuality, identity with, and then he becomes one with Paramatma in sleep. All of us become one Paramatma in sleep. But in waking up, we do not know where upasaka knows. Therefore, he is called samprasadaha. Now, suddenly the big leap, this Upasaka after the death, as a result of his punyam, goes to higher lokas and there he attains jnanam, as a result of which he can resolve his identity with body, mind, sense complex. He negates his, he shifts eyesight from the body, mind, sense complex. He loses his individuality and he is all identity with Paranjyotis Swarupam Sampadyate. Paranjyoti Rupam Sampadyate means he sees the very self being, the truth of I being, pure consciousness, light of knowledge. Thereby what happens? And he understands this is this consciousness, this knowledge, the self is what? Is the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the self, Atma. Ha uvacha et amritam abhayam etat brahma. And this Atma, it is this reality is what now? Not the body, mind, sense complex, but this is this Paranjyoti consciousness alone is what? Amritam, immortal, abhayam, fearlessness. It is of the nature of fearlessness. Then, etat brahma, it is of the nature of limitlessness. And therefore, tasya hava etasya brahmanaha nama satyamiti. And that Brahman, that absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the word, to the name Brahma, he is known by the term satyam. Reality is known by the word satyam. Why? That is said in the next mantra. The third section ends. Tani hava etani trini aksharani. Okay. Here, the word satyam is taken. The word satyam means what? It is not the truthfulness in speech here. Trikala abadhitam satyam. Trikala abadhitam satyam. Abadhitam satyam. That which is not negatable is satyam. It means, we say what? Bhagavan is truth. God is truth. We say that. What satyam means here? Upanishad gives its own derivations. Again, not a Paninian grammatical derivation. It is the Upanishada Nirvachanam. It means derivation here. The three words, Sat. If you take through Satyam, you divide that word Satyam into three parts. First is letter Sa. Sa. Sa stands for timeless, amritam. I am not giving, the mantra is giving its own meaning. Don't think it's my meaning, okay? Tani hava etani trini aksharani. The three sounds here, what are they? Sa, ti, sa first, then t. Takara. It's called Tiyam Iti. Then Yam. Sa Takara Yam. Sa Takara Yam. Sat Yam. First part is Sa. Second part is It. Third part is Yam. The first letter Sa stands for Amritatvam. Timelessness. Sa stands for Amritatvam, timelessness. Takara stands for time-bound nature. Martyam, amritam. Sakara stands for amritam. Takara stands for martyam. Martyam means mortal, mortality, time. Then, yam stands for yamanam, niyamanam. Means restraining. Therefore, the reality obtaining in the form of the Lord of Time, obtained as the Lord of Time, He is the Lord of mortality. There be restraints, determines death, obtain of very time. And the same reality, from its own standard, Brahma Rupena, he is of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, the Ishvara, who is of the nature of timelessness, is the master of immortality and mortality. Remaining in the of time, one who determines death, change, end for all the beings is Ishvara. And who Swarupam is of the nature of timelessness. So here Sakara, Takara and Yakara. Therefore, one who is remaining in the realm of time, one who ordains change, end and death for every being, therefore it's called the Sakara, the Takara, and the Sakara stands for one who is of the nature of timelessness. The Ishvara is of the nature of timelessness, and the same Ishvara remaining as the time factor, one who brings an end to every being. This is Takara. And how that is determined by now? Yam. Yam stands for this, the ordainer, one who ordains. Yamana, Niyamana. In fact, Bhagavan, Kala Rupena Sthitva Niyachati, one who restrains remaining in the form of time. Kala Rupena Sthitva Niyachati. One who restrains everything, controls everything, remaining in the very time. Therefore, he says that Brahman is called Satyam because one who is free from time limitation. Trikala Abadhitam Satyam is the actual meaning. But here Upal gives its own derivation here. Tani Hava Yetani Trini Aksharani Satyamiti. Satyamiti. That's Satyam. Actually, Takara only, for sake of pronunciation, it's mentioned Tiyam. Satyam Iti. Tad yat sat tad amritam. The sakara stands for amritam. Atha yati tan matyam. Atha yadyam. Yati tan matyam. It means that takara stands for Yatti, there, ti. Tad martyam. Atha yad yam. Tena ube yachati. Yachati means, tad anena ube yachati means controls. Tasmad yama hara harva. Yam ahar aharva. Tasmad therefore yam ahar aharva. Day by day, evam with one who meditates upon this Brahma, sargam lokam yeti. So he gives the meaning of the word satyam. Sakara stands for amritam, takara stands for martyam, yam stands for one who has mastery over time and timelessness. One who is of the nature of timelessness, but one who has obtaining in the form of time. One who ordains limitation, controls everything. Therefore, Bhagavan is called what? Satyam, God is truth. Two-fold. What is Swarupam of Saguna Ishvara? Swarupam of Ishvara is timelessness. Lord has no beginning. Anadi. Why? Who is Lord here? The material cause also has no beginning. Indrakanta has no beginning. Purusha and Prakriti Vidyanati Ubhavapi. Ishvara is beginningless. Ishvara is of the nature of timelessness. Ishvara is of the nature of timelessness. But Ishvara alone is in the form of time factor and determines the end to everything which comes into existence. And that Ishvara remaining in the form of time, determining an end to everything which comes into existence, is implied by the sound takara. And the sakara stands for what? Ishvara swarupam being timelessness. And the yam stands for Ishvara being both. One who ordains, one who controls, one who is there as the master, one who is of the nature of timelessness, and one who is has controls everything, remaining of time. Yam. Therefore, all the three sounds together, sakara, takara, yam, together means satyam. And who is satyam here? Ishvara, saguram brahma, is given the title satyam. In fact, absolute reality is also known with what satyam. There you mean trikala abadhitam satyam. And this here, it is a different meaning, but that's not, it's only for his own derivation. And one who knows this fact, one who understands Ishvara being, one meditates upon Hridayakasha as Brahma, and thereby one who sees, one meditates upon Hridayakasha as Brahma, and such a person knowing this fact, knowing this, and he definitely goes to Brahma Loka, and then he attains Jnanam. Thereby he resolves his individuality. Resolves his identity. He becomes, discovers his own Swarupam being Paramatma. He attains Vide, Jivan Mukti. He attains Mukti, Krama Mukti there. He attains Krama Mukti, which implies Videha Mukti also. Okay, he attains Krama Mukti. Evam vite swargam lokam yeti, goes to swarga loka. Today, what we have learned all about the names or epithets attributed to Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, then meditator, and you learned it here. So, Samprasadaha is the name attributed to Upasaka, then Satyam, name attributed to Sagunam Brahma, and then Hridayam is the name attributed to again Ishvara. See the development here. The person who how the meditator, three important points. The meditator is the one who enjoys everything within himself. He is not given to the pursuit of pleasures externally. He is not extroverted. One thing. The ignorant person, helpless, extroverted, he is, for him, all these internal pleasures are prohibited and covered. Second point. The third point is here. The meditator, the non-meditator is missing the pleasures like the example was given. Hiranyanidhi example was given to say that how people miss the pleasures of their own mind, not knowing where it is, what is the source of happiness. Another thing was that, and why Bhagavan is called, Saguna Isha is called Hridayam. And the God is within oneself, first we say, then as a result of the meditation, ultimately the God is not only, he understands God being within himself, but later on he understands God is not in within himself, God is his very self. Okay? And that jnanam also is possible. First God is within himself, then he will discover the fact of God being the very self, the culmination of his meditation, which will attain through knowledge after reaching, going to Brahmaloka. Then he is called, he has got absolute tranquility, therefore he is called Samprasadaha. With this, teaching is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.